You're listening to another episode of Fanwagon. Welcome to another episode of Fan Wanking. My name is Bill Curry. Today we have Jim Dandino as usual on the phone.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, Jim? How you doing, man?
Chilling.
It's just the two of us.
Dead Space 3.
What's that?
Just finished Dead Space 3.
Very nice.
Literally like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, very nice. We'll definitely get into that. We'll definitely hit on that game. Absent from today is Dave Weinbrecht. So just the two of us today, kind of just chucking along. And how's the week going for you?
Not bad. Busy. Long week at work.
Yeah.
Light week on comics, so I've got time to fully absorb the impact of Damian's death.
All right. I was reading about that earlier today. Yeah.
Yeah. It was really, really well done. And, like, after complaining about all the crap with the end of Assassin's Creed 3, I really can't complain about Morrison deciding to end his story at a natural, logical endpoint with Damian. Although if you look at my column this week, I really don't think he's gone for good. I think he's going to be back at some point in the next four issues.
Okay, so we're not going to see. So he's going to be absent for a little while. Anybody? Is there a future? Somebody else replacing him, or is he going to come back, or is it going to be a new
Tim Drake? Yeah, so this girl, Harper Rowe, girl Tim Drake, a lot of speculation that she's going to be the next Robin, but that doesn't preclude Damian coming back or starting some kind of Robin Incorporated, like as happened to Bruce Wayne when he died and came back.
Okay.
So.
Cool. Definitely looking forward to that. And yeah, let's we'll just kind of go over some topics this week. I kind of want to touch on some stuff that's kind of in the news as far as video games, comics, movies. I was just seeing we have some pretty decent popular games coming out this week. I'm not sure if you're going to be playing with any of them, but to top off the list, StarCraft II, the Heart of the Swarm, is that something that you would be you're looking forward to, Jim, or no?
My computer just died, so I may be getting into some of these games after I get a new laptop.
Yep. Yeah, I just started playing the it's so funny. I never really played the StarCraft series in the past. I was more of a big MMO guy, especially when it comes to Blizzard, and I started getting into the RTS games recently, especially with like XCOM, and that kind of got me sucked in. And then I started playing some Fire Emblem more strategy, tactical strategy. But this, I downloaded StarCraft, I got sucked into it, and I pre-ordered the game, the new one coming out next week, Heart of the Swarm. And I'm really digging this kind of style of game. I'm not that good at it, but I kind of like it, and it kind of interests me a lot. And so doing that, kind of liking that.
Nice.
And another game I recently tried, and I heard mixed things about it, was Eve Online. You ever play that?
No, but I've seen the ads for it everywhere.
That's a brutal game. It's very hard to get into because it's very complicated and difficult. But it's like, and it's not that. It's not if you lose your character, you start over kind of game. But I'm digging that too. So that's what I'm playing right now. Those two big games. What are you playing?
No SimCity.
No SimCity yet. No. What about you? I was going to talk about SimCity, but. What are you feeling about that game?
The DRM issues are really hilarious for me.
Yeah, it's right now it's available only PC, or is it available for Mac yet? I don't think so, right?
No, it's PC only.
PC only, and hopefully we'll see it on console, maybe at the end of the year, maybe. But yeah, you know, this week's game, StarCraft II, God of War, Ascension, which is, I played that game when we were at Comic-Con last year, and really fun. I mean, that's more, it's more of a multiplayer style game. Any thoughts of that, Jim?
No, we'll see. I'm glad that the PS4 is going to play used games, but I'm pissed that it's not going to be backwards compatible, because with all the news about the 720 and the always-on internet connection and the always-on connect that has to be taking readings from your house, I was definitely leaning towards a PlayStation for the next one, and then I was going to go back through the back catalog and catch up on all the stuff that I had missed. But since it's not looking like it's going to be backwards compatible, that's going to probably be a letdown for me.
Yeah, I think it's the whole backwards compatible thing. The only thing that sucks is that since they're going to do the Gaikai thing with the streamable games, you'll be able to play the back catalogs. But does that mean you're going to still have to buy the games over again, which sucks.
Right. Which is garbage.
The only thing that would be cool is if you were able to save your previous missions or games and then transfer them to those games. Then I could be like, okay, that's at least better.
Yeah, but you still gotta pay for the game.
Still gotta buy the game. Maybe they'll give you some kind of I don't know, break. I don't know if they already know you own it previously on PS3. I don't know how
that'd be nice.
That'd be cool. And another game coming out this week is Battlefield 3. It's one of their last DLCs for the franchise, for the Battlefield 3 Endgame, it's called. So I heard some good things about that, sort of some trailers. They're introducing some cool things. I don't know. I know a lot of people that are diehard Battlefield 3 guys versus the Call of Duty guys. I don't know. It's not really my kind of game, but it's very popular amongst the hardcore first-person guys.
Yeah, I mean, my problem with... I just don't like the Call of Duty games because they're repetitive and bland and boring.
Yeah, I can't get into them either. I tried when I always, for some reason, I bought the... I think I did it with Modern Warfare 3. I buy the game, and I think I'm going to get into it. I just can't get into it. It's just not my thing.
Well, there's no point playing unless you're going to go for... unless you're going to play it online. Play multiplayer.
Yeah, that's it. I tried the campaign, and I don't know. Gets me nauseous playing that game. It's all over the place.
Yeah.
Not my thing. So, cool. So what else is going on with you?
Not much. I'm just clearing stuff out in anticipation of BioShock.
Yeah, I'm excited next week. BioShock Infinite, the 25th, that comes out.
Really excited for that.
That's huge. I think it's going to be great. I mean, game of the year, possibly. You never know. Early on.
I don't know.
You think it's going to be something? You think it's, from what I've read, well, actually, some of the trailers I've seen, some of the longer gameplay footage I've seen, it looks amazing. I mean, I'm really excited for this game.
Yeah, me too.
It's
been nothing but disappointments for me for the last couple of months.
Right.
You know, wrapping up Assassin's Creed 3, that was a letdown. I finished off Final Fantasy 13 2 the other day, and that was really stupid.
Yeah, I'm, as far as right now, I'm playing also Tomb Raider, and I'm loving the Tomb Raider. I mean, what an amazing game! They totally rebooted the franchise. It's like a cross of Uncharted and I don't know what else, but it's definitely like a very, you feel like you're Nathan Drake. And even though Tomb Raider, the original Tomb Raider, was nothing like what it is now. It's like a totally new game. It's like kind of Lara Croft is like, she's younger, just starting out, and it's just really awesome. So it's definitely one of my top games so far of the year. Even though BioShock's not out yet, that's going to be probably in that top five games for me.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm coming around on Injustice.
That game looks sick. I can't believe some of the trailers for it. So the gameplay footage, it looks really cool. They just
added. I know. Even though it's like such an obvious Mortal Kombat ripoff, and Mortal Kombat really didn't do it for me, yeah. I still want it.
Well, it's kind of cool how the scenery or the area you're in is very. You could use what's around you as part of your strategy. Right. So I think that's kind of a cool thing, where Mortal Kombat at that time they couldn't really do that kind of style. I mean, they have the technology to do that now, but I think it looks great. I never really was into the fighter games, but I'll check it out.
Hopefully. Yeah, I'm interested to see how the competitive scene takes to it too, because there's a lot of stuff in that game that looks like it might throw off the overall balance.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, there's a lot of stuff that looks pretty stupid. I mean, Superman punching Green Arrow into orbit and then punching him back into the ground.
Yes.
Is a little much. Yeah. But at the same time, like the Hall of Justice level with because they've been going through the mock battles. Uh-huh. And the Hall of Justice level where Atom Smasher and Giganta are fighting in the background and Darkseid can be, like, you can punch somebody into Darkseid.
Yeah, he's in the background, right.
Yeah, that just does it for me.
Yep. Yeah, that's. I was kind of iffy with that game. I wasn't sure because I was like, I don't know how much I would. I mean, I think it's kind of a cool concept, and I'd play it for a little while, and I probably would get bored of it after a while. I don't know. But yeah, that looks great. And then just the fall, just getting ready for the fall. You know, June, July, August. Then we're just. Keep hearing about it. What's up?
The new systems will be out by then.
Well, I don't know. The systems will be out by
November. November.
Yeah, we'll know about them all by then. That's why I kind of look forward to the summertime, because I'll know what's coming out for the fall. But it's like, we'll probably. I mean, if you look at the Assassin's Creed 4 poster, it says right there PS4. You know, we don't know, so that's kind of a hint. That'll probably be here October. Definitely holiday, you know, before holiday 2000. Before December, so.
Yeah. That one has nothing for me.
I think it's kind of cool how they're expanding that whole naval combat thing, and they're doing a little bit more with it, because obviously that's what people like the most out of 3. And they're throwing in that underwater combat stuff, which is kind of cool. Did you read? And I was reading yesterday that they talked about characters that will be in the game, and they said that Connor is going to be in the game. Do you think they're going to flash forward at some point?
No, it's got to be his birth or something.
Well, yeah, towards the end, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I guess you could say that. Yeah, probably his birth.
That's definitely a head fake.
Probably.
And that's bullshit, these guys.
Yeah. And supposedly there's one more Assassin's Creed that's going to focus on this, on the Kenway family. So we'll see.
Oh, God. I'm done with them. I'm done with those games. What they did in 3 was idiotic.
Yeah, what didn't you like? What bothered you the most out of 3?
The corporate, like, the ending of 3 completely negated the entire purpose of the entire trilogy.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing was about preventing this catastrophe that was happening in 2012, and, like, everything is true, nothing is true, everything is permitted, and then the end of the game is just, oh, crap, we got to finish this. Let's put it off until 4.
Yeah. Yep.
You know?
I think, and you know, we're on the subject. You know, it's funny how they've never released an Assassin's Creed game this fast, especially after a game that got mixed reviews. And I think people are like, well, obviously they were making 3 and 4 back-to-back. And well, they haven't learned their mistakes. That's the problem.
Revelations was a year. I think there was only a year between Brotherhood and Revelations.
Okay.
And Revelations was atrocious.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you look, I mean, if they said, okay, we're going to come out with an Assassin's Creed game, everything, it's going to be called Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag, it's going to come out next year or two years from now. Then they kind of they've learned from their mistakes from what they did with 3, but they obviously were making these two together. So there were, you know, do you think you're going to see the same mistakes as you saw, you know, currently see in 3?
No, I think you're going to see totally different mistakes, but it's just not going to be a good game. Look, I don't come into these games to like look at the textured backgrounds or how great the water looks. I play these games because they're an interesting story. If I didn't want to play a game that had a story, I would sit on my Kindle and play the little match the dots up game.
Yeah, right. Sure. Story's huge. I mean, I could play a game that's kind of like so-so with the graphics, but if the story doesn't work, if it doesn't tie me in or bring me in, I'm gonna be done with it in 5-10 minutes.
Right.
It's a lot. If you look at a lot of these indie games that are, some of them look awesome, but some of them are like whatever. You know, they've got so much money that backing behind them, but the stories, some of the stories are amazing. The writing is really good, and the character development.
Yeah.
So I get sucked into these games, and that's why they do so well every year. These kinds of games. So.
Yeah. Assassin's Creed is turning into the clone saga of video games at this point. Like, they knew that they had an end in sight. They knew that they wanted to, that they had a story that they wanted to tell, and they figured it would probably be about 3 games. And then the second one did so well that they decided to make direct sequels to the second one instead of continuing on with their story. And then they had the balls to call the last game in the 2 trilogy Revelation, but it didn't actually reveal a single goddamn thing about the story. And then at the end of 3, they decided, well, these are really successful, let's keep trying to make some money off of these and put off the conclusion to our actual story until some indeterminate time in the future when we decide that we've had enough making money on these games, what's going to end up happening is going to be the Dead Space situation, where they actually had a continuation built into the story, but EA set unrealistic sales goals for it and canceled the 4th game.
That's EA, right?
Yeah, well, Ubisoft is Assassin's Creed, but EA screwed up Mass Effect, and they're the ones that screwed up that canceled Dead Space.
And, you know, it's Ubisoft is still, I mean, they still know how to make an amazing game, and they're one of probably the top developers out there. I mean, it's...
The old Prince of Persia, not the movie tie-in and not the like grim and gritty reboot, the one where it was like cel-shaded and everything,
right.
That was an incredible game.
Yeah, I mean, they still got Far Cry. They got the Far Cry series, which is... Far Cry 3 is an amazing game, too.
Yeah.
I think the Ubisoft Montreal is who did 3 is... I guess they're doing 4, but it's a whole different development team, supposedly, this time.
Yeah.
You know what it reminds me of, like, when they do a movie, like a trilogy movie. It's funny because we're talking about pirates here, but, like, the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. They did the 3 of them, right? The big 3. And then they come out with the newest one, the Stranger Tides, which is kind of like, okay, it's a pirates movie. Johnny Depp's in it, but it's for half the budget of what they did the other movies. So... it's kind of watered down, and I think that's where this franchise is. You know, it's the 3 was really the doozy, well, one of the doozies out of a ball, but I think it's just getting watered down now. It's kind of, they're trickling these things out. They're gonna push these games out every year now, it seems like.
Yeah, and that's garbage. You know, I would rather them take their time and make a good game. Then have them pump out a clone pile of crap like Call of Duty every year.
Right. I mean,
what they're turning into is it's turning into Assassin's Creed Madden, where they just slap a different skin on everything and change some of the underlying math of the game around, but release the exact same game every year.
And people are gonna throw money. You know, they're gonna buy it every year. Eat it up, because the people, you know, the Call of Duty, the people who are playing Call of Duty and Madden are usually those are the only two games they're playing here. But it's they're buying Xboxes just for those two games. And they don't care. The freaking game could be Modern Warfare 8 or whatever it's called, with all whole new air maps, and they're going to still buy it. So it's but it's I think that's kind of where this is going. So
it's disappointing.
I mean, unless they take some time off and then come back and later, you know, reboot the whole thing over again. But it sucks, but you know, it's sad to see it. But I wish they would have taken some time. I don't know what they were planning on doing. It's kind of very odd that they released it so quick. Nobody expected it. That was the thing.
Right. Right. There's no reason for them to. There's no reason for them to put out 4 a year after they put out 3.
Right. Right. So, let's. I want to talk about some. We all know about the PS4, and we all know what it's going to be coming out with. So, you know, so spec wise, we have an understanding of what it's coming. You know, coming with off of when it's released in holiday this year, but it's. The only thing we don't know is what it looks like, I think.
Yeah.
We know what the controller looks like. We have some ideas on the games that are going to be released during it. We just don't know what the physical box looks like. Do you think that's a big factor? People, you know, obviously, is that a selling point to somebody? Like, if I don't know what it looks like, am I going to still buy it or not? Or do you think that's just like, I hear mixed things about it, and for me, I don't really care what the device looks like as long as it does what I want it to do and it plays awesome games.
Exactly. I'm not really concerned about how the next Xbox or next PlayStation or whatever ends up looking like as long as I can get Netflix and Hulu and Halo and, you know,
right, I mean, like,
the games that I actually care about on there.
I mean, nobody. I mean, that's the whole thing. People are like, well, you know, I don't, you know, I want to see what it looks like because I don't know. I'm like, what is that going to determine? They can make it a big pile of steaming shit, and if as long as it plays really good, I'm going to buy it. And other than that, I think that's the only thing that's still a question mark in people's eyes, and that's probably because they haven't even finished designing what it looks like yet. You know,
they have no clue.
Since we knew a good chunk about PlayStation, what I want to kind of go over some Xbox predictions and you know, dates, times, are they going to come out before PlayStation or going to come out afterwards, what it will be spec-wise, what it'll be called, what do you think? What's your prediction?
I have no idea what they're going to call it. I don't know what they're going to, but like everything that I've heard so far is pretty bad, actually.
Really?
Well, so the Kinect projecting onto the walls is fine, and that's cool. But the always on Kinect and the always on internet connection is bad, really, really bad.
What bothers you about the always on Kinect?
So you had to manually turn off the option for them to like occasionally snap pictures of your living room and send it back as advertising data.
Yeah. I heard about that. You're right.
Yeah, and that's on the old one. With the Always On Kinect, it's basically just going to be reporting back to advertisers what you bring into your house. I'm not a privacy nut. I understand that everything that we do is being watched, that Netflix knows exactly what point I pause all of my videos and what parts that I fast-forward through and how often I watch what shows. I know that Amazon has tracked my packages going back 5 years now.
Sure.
So they know. So Amazon can piece together just about everything that's in my house too. But like, I don't want them looking at me.
Cover up that. Find where that little camera is and cover it up with some tape.
Seriously. And the other thing too is, I mean, I'm right now in an apartment that's too small for the Kinect.
Yep. Yeah.
Hopefully they'll fix that issue for the next one. But you know, that severely limits the people who can buy it.
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna, you know, it's one of those things where they know that people are probably not, a good chunk of people aren't gonna be buying the Kinect. So they, you know, what the hell, they're gonna stick it in that thing regardless, and they're gonna force it down your throat in some way.
Right.
So now they can say, well, okay, you don't have to give, we're not going to give you the choice. We're just going to throw it in there. And if you get the game that has it, you get the game that has the Kinect capability with it.
Right.
It's, and the always on internet thing is kind of freaky too, I think.
Yeah, that's awful. That's because, like, now with the internet service the way that it is here, now I'm basically at the whim of Time Warner and whether or not they want to make sure that I have adequate internet service.
Are they still going to do that? Is Microsoft still doing that thing where you can't play used games in it, or is that they kind of got rid of that whole thing?
I don't know. I thought I heard that they were getting rid of it, but I'm not positive. Get most of my games used off of Glide.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that. Is
yeah,
that a
web person to person one?
What is that?
It's the person to person one.
Okay. Okay.
And that's solid. And now restricting used games means that I'm just gonna try a lot less stuff. I had no problem going out and getting the Saboteur when it was $15 on at GameStop, you know?
Right.
And that turned out to be a great game.
Yep.
Same thing with Red Dead. I bought Red Dead for $20.
Yeah. I like the demo. The PS4 is going to have every single PlayStation 4 game available to buy. But I think they should have every game available. I mean, they're getting better with it. I mean, most games now you can demo or do like a time trial. And I usually there's a good chunk of them that I end up buying because I love the game so much. So I love that ability to demo a game. Like a Dead Space 3, like for example, Dead Space 3 for PlayStation. I don't know how it was on Xbox, but I tried the demo and it was a beefy demo. I mean, it was a full-fledged real demo. And the same goes with Metal Gear Rising. It was the same idea. I like that, you know.
Yeah, I like having that available, and that's gonna help them sell their games more. Yeah. Whereas a lot of people would just buy the used version.
Yeah.
For less risk, but at the same time, the other thing too is I paid for these games. I paid for the discs. I paid for I paid to own them.
Sure.
I should be free to resell them for whatever I want and to whoever I want.
Right, right, right. Cool. And yeah, I mean, I think the Xbox, they haven't really announced anything yet so far, really.
So, no, I don't think we're going to hear until E3.
Yeah, I think we'll get to play these devices. We'll definitely get to play PlayStation.
Yeah.
Xbox, usually Xbox is. They'll probably, even though they're announcing last, they'll probably release first, I'm guessing.
Yeah, no, they're not going to be too far behind the PlayStation. Yeah, it'll probably be pretty close to simultaneous.
Right. I think, whatever they call it, 720 Durango, or just Xbox, I don't know, these are the people, just, you know, hearsay, kind of whatever people are going to be calling it, but I think whatever it is, it's going to do well. I mean, we all know that. And they're still number one on the leaderboard of consoles currently. But I think PlayStation, PlayStation is, is looking.
Wait, is Xbox still number one? I thought the Wii was still number one.
Are you serious? You're joking.
No, in terms of sales, I thought the Wii sold way more.
Oh, I mean, currently? No, I'm talking about currently.
Over its lifetime. Over its life.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what's overall. I don't know overall. I mean, currently, as far as the three consoles go, Wii U, Xbox, Microsoft. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what did overall the best. I think it was. I don't know if it was Wii. I think it was. I don't think it was a Nintendo system.
Really?
I don't know. I could be wrong. Maybe.
I could have swore the Wii built a huge lead early on.
I mean, that's definitely, that Wii, that original Wii, man, that thing sold like freaking, I don't know, that thing sold crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, but I think currently Microsoft is, I mean, that's their top dog with PlayStation right below it. But I could be wrong. I know that, PlayStation, for what they're coming out of the gate with, you know, according to what they've said at the conference, I mean, they're going to be, I would love to see PlayStation kind of make a comeback. It'd be great, because they're always at the heels of Xbox currently with the last consoles.
Yeah.
And they made some, you know, mistakes. And you know, as far as price tags go, if they come out with a $600 console, I think they're crazy, or they're just asking for it.
They're out of their minds.
I think at that $399 price point would be perfect, because Microsoft's going to do it. So Microsoft is not going to release a $600 system.
No, they would be fools.
Yeah, I mean, but I think we'll see what happens. It'd be great to see. I mean, you know, PlayStation do something, especially, you know, since what they're coming off of a tough year of stuff. But I want to go into a new segment, Jim, kind of, and see, what we come up with this. It's a segment I call Need, Don't Care, or What the Hell. So essentially, I'm going to go down a list of things. And you could chime in here too, Jim, if you have you want to add something to the list. I don't have a huge list because I just started putting this together not too long ago. But I was the list is kind of go off of stuff that's currently in the news. You know, this in the last week or two that's popular. We'll do this every week and kind of keep it up to current events. But it's essentially we're gonna go down the list and say stuff like. You know, this movie's coming out. Is it just something that you really want to go see? You don't care about, or like, what the hell were they thinking about releasing it? So the first thing I want to talk about is obviously we just got off the subject of a PlayStation 4 and or Xbox 720. Do you need it? Don't care. What the hell, Jim?
I haven't made up my mind yet. I'm leaning towards don't care.
On both of them.
Look, launch games are always crappier than the best games for the system before it.
Yep.
So I'm more than willing to give it a year or two before I buy a next-gen system.
Okay, that's fair. A lot of people do that.
Watch them work out the glitches in the first-gen hardware. Watch the developers figure out how to code for it. Yeah, I'm willing to wait.
Totally fair.
So I'm gonna go with don't care for now.
Don't care. Okay, I'm gonna go need because I'm a psycho with that kind of stuff. So I need it right off the bat. So I need both of them.
You're a doctor.
I need both of them, even though my wife will probably kill me. But you know, I need both of them because you know that's what I am. So right off the bat. Okay, next one. We probably already know what your opinion on this is, but. Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag. Do you need it? Don't care. What the hell?
Not what the hell doesn't even go far enough. I would go and fire everybody in the studio right now. not standing up for themselves and for their creation.
I totally make sense. I'm kind of like, I'm like, I do care, but I don't care. I don't know. I definitely don't need it. So. I'd probably put don't care right now. I gotta see a little bit more. I want to see some gameplay footage and obviously the scenery looks beautiful, but if the gameplay's not there, then what the hell?
Yeah, and also it's like the bro-iest pirate life ever.
Oh yeah,
it's like everything about that trailer was like scream douchey frat boy.
Oh yeah, definitely. I totally agree. Supposedly Edward. Is like the grandfather of Connor is more of like the opposite of Connor, where Connor was like stiff and very emotionless, where this guy is like a freaking off the wall, like really, just out of his mind. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
SimCity.
What the hell? What the hell? Can you really got to be kidding me with this? That you can't that you. Who is it? It was EA that put this one out too, right?
It's EA, yeah.
Yeah. You can't release a game that works on the day that it launches? Come on, guys.
Yeah, I think it's crazy, especially in the, what the hell are they doing releasing it? They need to. Well, obviously they're having problems with it, but they're not releasing it for everybody. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of weird. And why are they not releasing it? So yeah, I say what the hell too on that guy. I just read this, I don't know, a day or so ago. Ghost Rider 3. Nicolas Cage is...
What?
Yeah, Nicolas Cage is going to be coming, well, possibly coming back to it. First of all, what are they thinking? What the hell? Why are they... Why would they put money into this movie? Did the other two make anything?
No, I don't think so. It's amazing. I heard the second one was a joyless movie from the guys who made Crank, which is... it sounds impossible.
Yeah, I don't know what they were... I mean, who would invest any money in a movie that is? Nicolas Cage doesn't have the best choices of picking movies, but like why?
No,
like what?
He doesn't pick movies so much as he figures out if he can fit them into a schedule. That man has never actually said no to a movie, even sometimes when he can't physically do them.
And he's the same guy in every movie, same character. But he's. I think the last movie I enjoyed him in was like Face Off, or maybe one of those. Treasure hunting movies. I don't know. whatever it's called.
I think my pocket constitution has a map on the back. National Treasure home game.
Yep. The last time I list, and if you want to add one after this, go ahead, please. But the last time I list is the Iron Man 3 No. 2 trailer was released this past week.
I almost went and got in line right away.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Day one.
I need this. I can't believe I was watching this trailer, and in that scene where Ben Kingsley is talking and that the plane kind of blows out the side, and I was like, man, DC doesn't know how to make movies. I don't know. Or, you know, no. I can't put Batman in this category. Now, Dark Knight, but... I mean,
everyone's saying Superman's pretty good too. I mean, all the early reviews on Superman are really positive. All
right, that's good. That's good. I mean, like I was watching, I'm like, wow. I mean, these guys know how to make movies. I mean, Avengers was an action pack, but like this movie, I want to watch this right now. Like, I want to see this movie. This movie looks awesome.
Yep.
I need it. I really need it. So.
Yep.
But that's it for my list. If you want to add any, be all me, you know, go ahead.
No, nothing yet.
Okay.
I'm excited and hopeful for Superman, but we don't actually have any hard news about it yet. So I'll wait until it's more topical.
You know what I read? I don't know if this is true, but I heard Nolan and Bale might be coming in for Justice League movie.
Okay, we'll add that one in. What the hell?
Like... Yeah, what's going on with that? Like, is this even...
The existence of the Justice League in the same universe as the Dark Knight completely, like, nullifies the purpose for existence of the Nolan Batman trilogy.
And that's very...
To make a movie that's a different continuity.
Yeah, is that... It's very unlike Nolan to do this, if it's even true.
That's why I don't believe it.
Right.
Like all those Justice League scripts that they've had floating around.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll definitely dig that up. See if that's even get some more details on that. But I have a hard time believing that's even true or not. I could see this Justice League movie being like a teeny kind of movie. I don't know, for some reason.
Yeah. Oh God, it would be terrible.
Speaking of teeny movies, I just watched Twilight over the weekend or last weekend.
Why?
I don't know. Like. My wife, it was on paper, whatever, Amazon, whatever. And
so you did it because you had to?
Yeah, it was between that.
Relationship.
It was between that and 007, and I lost out. So.
Why would you not want to watch that Bond movie? It was great.
I wanted to watch it. She didn't want to watch it. She's not into Bond, so. But then I rented Bond a few nights later, so it's good.
All right, so adequate compromise.
I just watched. I bought Wreck-It Ralph yesterday on Blu-ray.
I saw it in the theaters. It was good.
It's so. I watched it earlier today, but the Blu-ray is so good. It's like the best Blu-ray I've ever seen because there's like cool, like when you pause the movie, there's within the pause menu, when you pause it, it goes to like a video game screen where it counts down like 3, 2, 1, and then it goes to Chris Hardwick, and he's like talking about like different parts of the movie and like backstory on it. So every time he pauses, a different segment. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's kind of awesome.
But I love that movie. I can't wait for the second one. And
yeah,
my wife goes to me. Yeah. She's,
believe it was. It wasn't Pixar.
Yeah. My wife goes
to me. It had the same vibe to it.
I think the story was awesome. I thought overall, yeah. My wife didn't know. She didn't know what she knew about Rock and Roll, but she didn't know what the premise of it all was. And she goes, she's seeing it in the beginning and does all the shows all the video game references in the opening. And she goes, "That's why you really wanted to see this."
Yeah.
But she loved it. She thought it was awesome. But I can't wait for the second one. Supposedly the second one is going to be based off of console games. So we'll see what happens.
That should be good.
Yeah. So I'm excited for that. But great. I think we had a good show. It was good talking this week about some cool stuff.
Yeah, man.
Anything you want to add to end it today or... anything?
No, I can't think of what's coming up in comics. Avengers has been unbelievably good so far. Age of Ultron was a pile of crap.
Okay.
X-Men Legacy has been... so anybody listening, if you had any affinity for super early Vertigo stuff, like back when Morrison was doing Animal Man and when Milligan had Shade the Changing Man and like early John Constantine stuff, X-Men Legacy is a book that kind of captures that vibe but places it firmly in the universe of the X-Men.
Cool.
It's completely unlike any X-Men book I've ever read in my life.
Okay.
And I love it. Fantastic.
Very nice. Awesome. I definitely jump on that. And we'll wrap this up. It was good talking to you. And
you too.
Definitely we'll catch you next week and have a good night.
All right.
Take care, guys.
Talk to you later, man.
All right. Bye-bye.